AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Love waking up in Cork.
Wake up.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
What else happened yesterday? Oh, now you know we're getting close to the big C word. It's I'm a Celebrity. Get it me is, out of here. Yeah. People have been announced.
The full lineup was announced last night. Do you want me to tell you who's in it?
Give us one or two of them.
All right, I'll give you one or two. We've got Ruby Wax, Angry Ginge, Alex Scott, and Shona McGarty.
Angry Ginge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that lad. Yeah.
Yeah. He's only 23, isn't he?
Have they called him Angry Ginge, or have they given him his real name? No, they've just called him Angry Ginge.
Right. He's down as Angry Ginge, because that is his social media name.
So in the camp, they'll be going, all right, Ginge, come on, Angry.
Angry. Either Angry or Ginge, I'd say, yeah.
I'd say Ginge.
Yeah. Would you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Lisa Riley, she's Emmerdale actress Lisa Riley.
All right, yeah.
Kelly Brook, former model.
Good morning.
Martin Kemp.
Oh, Kempy's in there. Kemp's, brilliant.
I like him, yeah, from Spandau Ballet. Eddie Cady, Jack Osborne.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't think he'd do that so close to Ozzy's passing. But
there you go. Mm-hmm. Rapper H, Vogue Williams, and Tom Reed Wilson.
Tom! Tom's going to win it. Mark my words.
I'm sorry.
Hello, darling.
Do you mind moving your sleeping bag to the left slightly?
Tom is so funny on Instagram.
He's mental.
He does this thing where he explains words. So he has this thing called Word of the Day.
Okay.
And he has a little chalkboard and he'll write it. He'll write up. And recently Tom did an Irish Word of the Day. Would you like to hear?
Yeah.
It is the Irish geebag. Geebag, meaning a highly disagreeable type. In Ireland, gee is a labial synonym. Similarly, you can have gee-eyed, which means drunk. Now, that does make a kind of logical sense to me. This is pure conjecture, but I can see how the pupils, when squiffy, could dilate in an almost vulval manner.
Oh my God, he's mad.
That's your winner. Of I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here.
Do you reckon?
100%.
Are we going to have a proper bet on it?
I just think people are just going to love him so much and the votes are just going to fly in for him. Because he's
a character.
He's very funny.
Yeah, and that's what you want to see.
You've no idea how much joy it brings me to hear someone who sounds like the late Queen say
G-bag.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Take it easy out there. It is wild. Weather warning in place until about 12 or 1 o'clock today. Very dangerous driving conditions, so whatever speed you're doing, slow it down a lot. And just take it handy. 614 Red FM.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
It's all about Michael D. Higgins, his last day in office yesterday. And it was gorgeous that loads of people got together for his first day going into, like, he was going back to the office.
Yeah.
And everybody lined up with his favourite breed of dog, which is the Bernese Mountain Dogs.
They're such gorgeous dogs, aren't they?
They're stunners.
I think they had hundreds of people turn up when they all had these dogs.
Everyone that had a Bernese Mountain Dog locally, they did a little kind of guard of honour for them.
Yeah, it was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
And it is kind of funny that Michael D had those dogs because they actually look like horses beside him.
They're huge.
They're massive.
Huge dogs.
Yeah.
But gorgeous.
I was very tempted to put a saddle on one of them.
Yeah.
And ride them around the arse.
Maybe that's happened when the lights go down.
Maybe.
You know, you just don't know what that fella will be up to.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. He's a lovely man though, isn't he?
Yeah, just like for the 14 years of service, he is everything that's good about the country.
Yeah.
And I love the little Michael T. Higgins, you know, the tea cozies.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those for teapots?
Yeah.
They're very cute.
Yeah, I love that.
So what do you do now after 14 years of being the president?
I don't think he golfs. He might be into a little bit of pitching.
I bet you he'll go home.
Yeah.
I bet she's got a really nice chair in his house, right?
Oh, I bet you he's a gaming chair and a PS5 and he'll be on.
What Fortnite has been released?
Yeah.
I just love everything that he stood up for. You know, the social justice side of his presidency as well. And you know, he was one of the only presidents in the world that was very vocal about what was going on in Palestine.
Absolutely, he was. Yeah.
You know, and he'll be remembered for that. So, anyway, Michael D. Higgins and Sabina, of course, his left hand lady, who was there for the whole 14-year term. Just enjoy your. It's proper retirement for you now.
It is.
Three in a row, king of dad gags. It's Rory O'Hagan.
I have some absolute shockers this morning.
I have a few nice ones and a few absolute belters.
I'm not confident today.
Okay,
come
let's
on,
go.
So lads.
I've started investing in stocks. Beef, chicken, vegetables. One day I hope to be a billionaire.
A double layered gag.
Yes.
Lads, last night I had a dream that I was at work. So when I woke up, I called in sick. No way am I working twice in one day.
Did you hear about the guy who only believed in 12.5% of the Bible?
No.
He was an atheist.
An atheist. Lads, what do you call a Brazilian man with a rubber toe? Roberto. What do you call a Brazilian man with a rubber toe whose car just got robbed?
I know.
Roberto Carlos.
You had me in the first half, not going to lie.
I like those.
My friend gave birth to twin girls. She named them Kate and Duplicate.
Oh, good lord.
Where are you getting these from?
I went to the doctor the other day with hearing problems. He said, can you describe the symptoms? I said, well, Homer's a fat dude, Marge has blue hair.
I saw three people exercising on the green outside my house and it inspired me to get up and close the blinds.
Joke. I'm developing a new fragrance for introverts, if you're an introvert like me. It's called Leave Me the F Cologne.
I decided to test the phrase, a watched pot never boils. Now, it was really boring at first, but then it really heated up.
Hey.
God.
All right, I was playing golf the other day, and after I went to the shop to get a sandwich, as I was getting out of my car, some golf tees fell out of my pocket. Oh. And as I was walking away, a woman went, sir, you dropped something, and handed me back the tees. She said, what are they? Questioned the old woman. I said, they're tees for putting your balls on when you're driving. Jesus, BMW think of everything these days.
Dude. You done? He's dead.
I'm done.
I don't think we're topping that away.
I'm done. Finally.
I'm going to put a tag classic to finish up. My wife threw me out of the house because of my bad Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions, but don't worry, I'll return.
Oh, good lord.
You win today, dude. You're taking it.
Have I got it?
You've got it.
Am I taking it? Thank you. On behalf of every man, woman, and child in Cork, it is an honour to accept the Dad Gags trophy this week after Rory's three in a row. I would like to thank that old woman and some golf tees and BMW for that fantastic joke this way. Thank you very much. It is an honour and a pleasure to be here and accept this award. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you, Cork. Please, no. No more, please. No, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, we stopped ages ago.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Okay, I've got loads to bring you this morning, but we'll start with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. The full lineup has been revealed. I'm going to give you the names now. We have comedian Ruby Wax, social media star Angry Ginge.
I got to get his real name. Hold on.
That's what he's down as.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, anyway. Football journalist, legendary England player Alex Scott, EastEnders star Shona McGarty, Emmerdale star Lisa Riley, model and radio presenter Kelly Brooks, Spandau ballet star and Roman's dad, Martin Kemp, comedian Eddie Cady, Aussie's son Jack Osborne, a Mancunian rapper H, we've got Vogue Williams, and we've got Tom Reed Wilson.
Tom Reed Wilson, which I brought you a little clip this morning of Tom Reed Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, if you go on Instagram and go to Tom Reed Wilson and just follow him
start following him. He's funny.
His word of the day, and I can only play this in the 6 hour.
It is the Irish gee bag. Gee is a labial synonym.
So he describes the origin of words, and I love it. Lads. I love all that stuff, but it's so funny that he's taken on loads of Irish slang.
And Casey's prediction is that he's going
to
win it.
I think he'll definitely get to the final. Yeah. Oh, what am I saying? He might get to the final. I think he could be one of the favourites to win it, though.
Watch this space. Yeah. Anyway, it's starting soon.
By the way, Angry Ginge, his real name is...
Go on.
Morgan Birthwhistle. And that's why he changed his name.
Okay. Yeah. Morgan. Morgan's all right.
Morgan Birthwhistle. I've never heard that name before.
Yeah, that would be quite a popular surname in across the pond.
Yeah.
Celebrity Traitors UK has been confirmed to come back for a second series. Basically, fans online said that the finale was perhaps the best piece of reality TV in years.
Wow, okay.
Which is quite different to how people felt about the finale of the Irish Traitors.
Yeah, it was just a bit flat, wasn't it? I thought it was very good, but just something needed to happen at the end. It was all very kind of...
Yeah, and I suppose what you had in the UK one was Alan Carr basically bawling his eyes out saying he's let everybody down and he feels awful and it's been killing me. I like this story. Fatboy Slim has been playing a gig for the last few days down in Minehead, and it's called Back to Minehead. But it's in Butlins.
Okay.
Which is totally random. But I saw the footage yesterday, and just imagine there's about 100 people in a swimming pool, and halfway through the gig, Fatboy Slim jumps into the swimming pool fully clothed with the headphones on, and this is what went down.
Not with the headphones on.
Yeah.
There he goes.
In the middle of a swimming pool.
Oh, no.
I thought it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. But, you know, fair play to him.
If he had inflatable decks now that, you know, you could bring out onto the swimming pool.
Now, that would be very, very, very cool.
That would be very, very impressive. I'll tell you what, my favourite Fatboy Slim story of all time, when he played in the GPO in Galway.
Oh, we've got to go back to that.
1997, 98?
This is one of the first stories you ever told me when I met you, by the way.
Oh, my God, it was the funniest thing ever. It's in Fatboy Slim's biography, because he used to be in the House Martins.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
He was in... he was Pizza Man. He had loads of different names, basically, as a different producer. Well, when he was Fatboy Slim in the 90s, when he was the biggest thing on earth in dance music, he played... the GPO nightclub, and at the time nightclubs had to give out food.
That's right,
because it's a restaurant license. There's no such thing as a nightclub license, but the government came down hard. If you're staying open till 2, you must provide food. So he had started half an hour into his set, and somebody bounced him up, stop the music, and lights came on. He's like, "Why, is there a fire? Is there an emergency?" It's like 2,000 people in this room, and this old dear comes out with it, pushing a trolley of chicken curry and rice. Okay, queue up behind me now. Fatboy Slim is standing there going, "What is going on? Oh, we have to serve food as part of the license agreement."
That is one of the funniest stories ever.
So everyone, people that were after Chuck Norris, all in a line. Trying to eat curry and rice, so Fatboy Slim, because they're playing again. Half an hour later, lights came down. And the music started. He said it was single-handedly the weirdest thing he's ever seen
I'd
in a
say
club.
So, yeah.
Kelly's over there. How are you doing, Kelly? All right?
I'm good.
All right. Yes.
I love this music.
I know. I love it too. I can't. I'm just dipping my toe into the, you know, the C word thing. But I have to tell you about Corkmas, which is happening. You know, we're launching it on Friday.
No way.
Yeah. Get into the city centre this coming Friday. I'll tell you what's happening. The big parade is happening. Switch on of the lights and all that kind of messing. So we'll get you all the details of that in a couple of minutes' time. But last night, I told you my family My little girl went up to the attic and everything has been taken down and the tree is up.
I'm very proud of her.
Are you?
I really am.
I just worried that who's in charge in this house.
Obviously not you.
You've got work to do.
The kids run the roost. But yeah, they were watching Home Alone last night before they went to bed. So it's
cute.
I know, very
I
cute.
Did watch The Holiday and Love Actually last week as
Holiday
well.
Holiday is so good.
They're not totally in. Like, I'm going to wait to watch like the classics.
You don't want to rinse it, lads. It's a bit.
It's too early.
You can go far too early. But New York City's Plaza Hotel is offering a Home Alone 2 package. Have you heard about this?
No.
All right. So what you can do is you can book in. It includes a limo ride around New York, visiting the famous Home Alone filming locations.
Oh, yes.
Are in the back of a limousine, large cheese pizza, and sundae with.
Oh, yes.
I love that.
And sundae with 16 scoops of ice cream and toppings delivered to your room, brought to you by a waiter. And you're in a 4-poster bed in the hotel as well.
Does Donald Trump tell you where the lobby is?
He does, actually. Oh, yes. That would be amazing.
Double up.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Round about this time every morning, we do pop quiz. Pop culture questions, a little bit of everything thrown in there.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands and thousands gone out the door. Our next winner, hopefully, is representing Kinsale, and it's Anne again. Hello, Anna.
Hi, hello, Vic. Hello, Casey.
She's actually Kanturk. It was my mistake.
Oh, sorry.
My mistake, Casey.
The other posh K place.
Even posher. Even posher.
Did you tie up your yacht this morning in Kanturk?
It's sailing down the street.
It is, it probably is. Anna, you legend. Let's get you 1,000 euro, yeah. 10 out of 10.
Please.
So you can get some new paint for your yacht.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
The term Leasider is associated with which county?
Cork.
Which English musician has a hit with Sapphire?
Ed Sheeran.
In what US city is Ground Zero?
New York?
New York, well done. Molly May became famous on what TV show? Molly May Hague.
Love Island.
Question number 5. Where in Cork is Wendy's Diner?
Maham Point.
Question number 6. Can you name the famous archaeologist portrayed by Harrison Ford?
Oh, Indiana Jones.
Real and Atletico are sports teams from what city?
Madrid.
Question number 8. Young Sheldon is a spin-off from what TV show? Young Sheldon.
The Big Bang Theory.
Question number 9. How many inches are in 10 feet? Inches.
Oh, hang on. 120.
And question number 10. How many times have Brazil won the World Cup?
Oh my God.
Give us
a
guess.
Any hints?
Yeah.
2.
Lower than 10. Go.
8.
All right.
No, she did it inside the time.
Good Lord. Anna, can I just say, you were very, very good at this.
You are.
Absolutely aced right up until question number 9. We just need to look at number 10. Cork, Ed Sheeran, New York, Love Island, Mahan, Indiana Jones, Madrid, Big Bang Theory. I've never seen that spin-off, Young Sheldon. Is it any
good?
Yeah,
it is good.
Is it good? Yeah.
Yeah, my 10-year-old likes that.
How many inches are in 10 feet? Quick maths, 120 on the ball. All right.
Surprising.
Okay. How'd you do in maths in school? Were you handy?
Not too hot.
Okay. How many times have Brazil won the World Cup? I said lower than 10. You gave me 8.
I gave you 2, first of all.
You did, actually. Oh, yeah, we'd have to have a fight now. Which one would, if it was correct, yeah?
If it was correct, I doubt it. Okay.
Anna,
yeah, no.
Anna, it was 5. Oh. I'm so sorry.
Oh, sugar.
Yeah, exactly. Shukra. Shukra. It's another 9 out of 10 for Anna.
Well done, though, Anna. You were really good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm surprised I got the Real Madrid and the Madrid questions. Yeah. Very surprised.
You got a 50 euro voucher from Easy Living Interiors, and you can
put
a new cushion into your yacht.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the yacht, Anna.
Anna, lovely to talk to you again, and see you soon. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Casey.
Mind yourself. Bye bye. Bye bye. Thank you for listening to the 20-minute morning show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.